three passages of scripture. The first, Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 45. And Luke chapter 22. Genesis chapter 37, Genesis 45, and Luke 22. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Genesis chapter 37, read two scriptures from there. And Genesis 45, and then Luke chapter 22. We're going to try and cover this and see if it will bless us this morning. Luke chapter 37, verse 4 says, "And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more." In chapter 45 of Genesis, we've been reading this last few weeks now, so you're pretty familiar with it. But in Genesis chapter 45, I'm going to read verse 4 and 5. Says, "And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brethren, whom you sold into Egypt. Now, therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life." At this time, Joseph's perspective changes and he understands why he had to go through what he went through. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32. Let's read it together. Luke 22, 31 and 32. We're going to read those two scriptures together. Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Y'all there? Y'all ready? Begin. "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen your brother when you are converted. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith does not fail you. And when you are converted, go back and strengthen your brethren." I'm going to teach this morning from the topic, the necessity of the enemy. The necessity of the enemy. Why the enemy is necessary. Nobody likes to deal with an enemy. None of us like to see the enemy coming. And when I speak of the enemy, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the spirit behind the enemy. Because what we see is people. But because Satan will manifest himself through people. But it's not people that we deal with. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, it's not people. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. These are not carnal things. These are not just natural things. These are spirits behind people. So we see people, but behind the person, you have to see the spirit that's pushing the person to do what they do. So when we see the enemy coming, no one likes to see the spirit of the enemy coming, is what I mean when I say the enemy, the spirit of the enemy. But the spirit of the enemy is necessary, even though I hate to see him coming. And there are times that God will open the gate and will give the enemy access to areas of your life. There are times that God will open the gate and give the enemy access into areas of your life, and you see him coming and there's nothing you can do about it. And it's something that we wrestle with. And that's contrary to what I may even feel. Because there's too much scripture that proves that God gives the enemy access. First of all, if God is all God, Satan cannot do any more than God allows. So he cannot show up no place that God doesn't open the door and allow him to enter in. And this may even catch many believers by surprise if they hear that God will give the enemy access, because God has purpose for the enemy. He has purpose for Joseph's brothers. These boys have a purpose. And we'll see what their purpose is in a few moments. But there's five reasons I want to give you this morning to begin with of why God will give the enemy access into areas of your life. Five reasons. Write down number one. To prove your faith. God will give the enemy access into areas of your life to prove your faith. To prove your faith. Let me show you what that means. Malachi says in Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And here's what God says, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. He says, listen, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. Here's what God says. And if you don't believe that I'm well able, prove me. Prove me. God will give the enemy access into areas of your life to prove your faith. Let me show you what the proving of your faith is. It is written in James chapter 1. The book of James. Chapter 1. God will give the enemy access to prove. To prove your faith. To prove your faith. And in James chapter 1, verse 2. Says, my brethren, count it all joy. My brethren, he starts out and says, count it all joy. So here's how James starts this off. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different types of temptations, or when you see the enemy coming. James says, stop dropping your head and count it all joy. Now, that was difficult to wrestle with, because what James says, listen, when you see the enemy coming in like a flood, that's not a time to run and hide. That's a time to count it all joy. He says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that it is a trying of your faith that puts patience to work. It is the trying, it is the proving of your faith. And God will give the enemy access in the certain enemies of your life to try your faith, to prove it. Trying it doesn't mean that he's trying to see if you have it. That's not what it means. It don't mean to try to see that you have it or to prove that you do have it. It's to make it stronger. When your faith is proven, it is made stronger. When your faith is tried, your faith then is made stronger. And God will give the enemy access to make you stronger. Not to weaken you, but to strengthen you. He will put us under pressure to build strength. So getting under pressure is not a time for believers to crumble. We have to see this thing from the right eyes and say, God is strengthening me. God is proving me. God is trying me. Because he has something ahead that in reality I ain't ready for now. So he's proving me now and he's preparing me now for what's ahead. He He's strengthening us now for what lies down the road. That there's something down the road, church, that God has for us. He has for you. He has for me. And right now, he's strengthening you for that assignment. Number two, God will give the enemy access into your life. Remember this, remember this. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Remember that. It's trying of your faith that worketh patience. Remember that. The trying of your faith that worketh patience. I say, remember that for a reason. Second reason, turn to Romans chapter 5.